Stick it on top of the fridge. Hurry up. Michael will be here in a minute. No, wrong direction. Yeah, fridge, fridge. Just stick it up on the top. Up on the top. Quickly, quickly. Oh, terrific.
The whole back's come off.
Yes, I noticed, yes. That's Michael's television. Well, what do you think, Mike? Pretty tidy, eh? Not a bad job. Seeing as how it took 16 hours of continuous hard labour without a break and without much help from certain people who will remain nameless, i.e. Vivian and Neil.
I resent that.
Oh, shut up, Neil. You never stop talking, do you? That's what's got in the way of all the work this afternoon.
All right, all right, all right. It's not bad. Not bad at all. What's that on the carpet?
Yeah, that's Vivian's job. Yeah. Like that and making the punch. He said, like, he's only got to do two jobs because he hasn't got many friends, you know.
What's he on about, Neil? He's got loads of friends.
Oh, yes, but apparently he doesn't like any of them.
Is that why you haven't done anything all afternoon, Neil? Because you haven't got any friends either.
That's not true, Rick. You know I've got a friend.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. And actually, he's going to be here very, very soon.
Well, he'd better get a move on if he doesn't want to miss the party. We're talking about 15 minutes and counting.
15 minutes? Look, this is Vivian's job. We're never going to be ready in time.
I'm right here. I thought the vacuum cleaner looked a bit on the tentative side, so I'll suit you up a bit.
That's very good, Vivian. Although it could be very bad.
Depends how you look at it, I suppose. Not so good if you're a bit of dirt. But then again, Harry...
That would seem the only reasonable course.
That's absolutely brilliant! You can't get any cleaner than that!
You've destroyed a large section of the floor.
Cleaned it, Michael, cleaned it.
We quibble over terms. Suffice it to say that that cleaner is one hell of a sucker. And I don't mean it's easily fooled.
Yeah, certainly can suck.
Stop it, Vivian, stop it!
Seems to have stopped already. The bag must be full. Come on, son. I'd better empty it.
Hello.
Wow. Neil. Nice one, man. Glastonbury, how are you, man?
Well, I've just been sucked up by a runaway vacuum cleaner. But then someone tried to knife me. But apart from that, really terrible, actually.
Bummer?
Yeah, big bummer. Haven't you got any decent food?
Neil, who is this? What are you doing?
Oh, well, this is Neil, Rick. Rick, Neil, look, just please don't bring him down.
It's a hippie,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
This isn't a youth hostel, you know.
Neil, my barely adequate psychic defences are crumbling.
Look, just tell it to get out, for heaven's sake.
But this is worse than my birthday.
You looking for me?
Hey, big boy, looking for some action?
A dime for a coffee would save my life.
You want a drink with me? It helps you forget.
By the cops, so many times gone by. They grill you for an hour, and they say you're gonna fry. I've been scandalized and purified and caught up with a knife. Oh, I've just got to catch up with my life.
Probably gone off down the shop to get some decent food, Neil.
You've vaporised my only friend, haven't you, Rick?
No, I haven't.
Vivian, that is the domestic equivalent of a black hole. You are not to use it.
Yeah, but Mike...
You're not to use it!
Puff.
How was it for you, darling?
Electric.
don't eat the cornflakes, Rick. There's only one each.
You haven't even started making the lentil nibbles.
Oh, yeah, look, about the lentil nibble. I know I mentioned the idea, you know, in embryo, but I could only get wooden cocktail sticks, and I don't think it's fair that all those trees should die just for our party.
Oh, and I suppose it's okie-dokie if a few hundred students die of starvation because you couldn't be bothered to do your share, Neil.
There's plenty of henna dip, Rick.
It's only 7:20. I don't know anyone that unfashionable.
Well, it can't be one of my friends, because, well, he's here somewhere.
Christmas, please! Well, if it's one of Vivian's medical student friends, I'm just going to show them the door.
Well, I should think they could see it already, Rick.
Oh, ha-ha, Neil! Big bloody joke!
Hello. I come from God, and he says... It's a miracle. Just a moment ago, I was a useless cripple. But now I can run and dance and skip. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, baby Jesus.
What do you want?
I come from the Archangel Gabriel. Yes. He with wings of driven snow and eyes of flame. I bring good news for mankind.
Yes, well, I'm afraid you've got the wrong house. I don't believe in God.
Well, then how do you know his name, smart ass?
Except Jesus. I don't mean everyone except Jesus repent. I mean accept Jesus into your life and repent at the same time. Have you said yes, hippie?
Oh. Well, I do a lot of yoga.
Come, brother. Let us pray together.
Look. Look, do you mind going? I mean, I suspect if we wanted you to come in, we might have said something like, oh, hi, Christian, why didn't you come in? But we didn't, did we? So why don't you just take a running jump at yourself in a zinc?
No, thank you. I'm going to sit right down here until we've all been saved.
Oh, no.
But don't look at me, Neil. I'm an agnostic.
Repent, repent, for the day of judgment is nigh.
Day of judgment? Well, do I get a prize?
Ha! A locust.
No, I'm supposed to be an ant.
Repent! Repent!
All right. I repent. Now about you and me and the Holy Ghost going upstairs for a closer look at those moral understates, eh?
God!
This should get things going.
Behold the beast.
Whoa!
Behold, Armageddon and the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Famine, pestilence, death, and the other one.
Is that a seagull? I mean, is that seagull a seagull?
No, pestilence, it's a dog.
What, a flying dog?
Sorry, catapult.
A flying catapult?
I'm famished.
Hey, what's new?
Microchip technology.
What?
Microchip technology. Quite a new thing, isn't it?
So Thor is waiting for the apocalypse.
Well, except for that film.
What film?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, God, I'm bored. God, I'm bored.
No. Just put it over there with the others in the pile.
Sometimes, you know, God can be so unimaginative.
He's worried about his son, isn't he?
Why?
He's a born-again Christian.
What game of trouble, scrabble, death? Death? What game of trouble, scrabble?
He's dead. I'll be dead soon if I don't get something to eat.
How about a bloody sandwich?
Have you seen this?
And I beheld a medium-sized group of people running around madly, waving their hands and shrieking, 12 score oxen have spent over a year in the same field.
To the most important party of my life, and half the house has been wrecked by a gigantic sandwich.
Well, at least it means there'll be something to eat now.
What?
It's meat.
Listen, Neil, you'd better get all this cleared up before the first guests arrive, or you're into rubble. You're into rubble. Who the bloody hell are you?
Oh, hello, Rick. We're here for the party.
Oh, well, it's a bit early, isn't it? It's not supposed to start for another 5 minutes. I distinctly remember telling you 7:30. Are you calling me a liar?
We can go to the pub.
Oh, you go to the pub, can you? Oh, that's all right. Yeah, go on, piss off to the pub. I just thought you were my friends, that's all.
Oh, look, Rick, it's only 5 minutes.
No, it's only 5 minutes. Tell that to Roger Bannister!
Roger, it's only 5 minutes.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike is a member of the commune, yes.
Great.
Oh, you might as well all come in and make yourselves a bloody home.
Oh, it's a bit smelly, isn't it?
Yes, smells like a gent.
Gents what?
Look, wait. Do you mind just sitting over there until the party's ready?
The canyon chair designers are so uncompromising these days.
Yeah, it looks like a sandwich.
What on earth do you think you're doing?
Look,
just put that down. There's only 3 minutes to go. What's the matter? You an alcoholic or something?
Oh, no.
God, anyone would think his place was a refugee camp. Oh, lordy. Look, you lot just stay there, right? Nobody move.
Hi, girls. Didn't hurt at all. Do you want to see how many press-ups I can do?
Hello, Dr. Morrison. I didn't think you'd be able to make it. I'm glad... thanks. I'm glad you did, though. I've been meaning to talk to you about Trotsky. Look, I've got some trousers like the ones you've got. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, look at me being stupid. Hi, come in. How are you? How did you get here?
I came in my car.
Amazing. Do you know everyone? Can I get you a drink, please?
Yeah. Bit of beer.
Right. Small cup.
Hi, Sue. Hi. Jim Morrison, sociology. Hey, nobody's drinking.
Yeah, well, we'd like to. The party hasn't actually started yet.
Rick, has the party not started yet?
Yes, of course it has. I don't know what's the matter with you, lot. One minute you don't want to drink, and the next minute you do. You're all completely potty. Here, get stuck into that lot. That's my flatmate, Vivian. Hi, Vivian, what are you doing?
Shut up, you girl.
This is incredible. I'm not a girl at all. Mind you, we're all pretty potty in this house. Last night, right, we were all watching the television, and it was a programme we wanted to watch, you know, and we were just watching it, and right in the middle of it, I got up and turned it off. Mad! I don't care what I do, you know. Well, unless it's work or anything like that, you know. Last Wednesday, we stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, pop music, let's go. Anyone here like a human lead? Okay.
Right, the music's too loud. The neighbours have been complaining. You just watch your step, sonny.
Fat shit.
Yes! I'd really like to join the police.
Huh. Anyone got a steak?
What?
A cigarette.
Oh, sure.
Oh, what a great bag! Oh, it's really great, isn't it? In here, are they? Look, it's tinted. Amazing. You've bought me a present. What is it? What do you do with it? No, don't tell me, I'll get it. It's a telescope. A telescope with a mouse in it. Here, have a drink, Mousy. It's gone all big. I'll get a tissue, it's all right. All right, there's a whole box of them in here. They're good. I think I'd better go to the lounge.
Is that the time?
No. The clock's broken. The hands keep whizzing round really fast. It's only really 7:30.
Hi, Mike.
Not yet, but I soon will be.
Hello.
Well, I must say, student parties are not what they used to be.
Oh, wow, this is so uncool!
Wow, what is this stuff? Tobacco or Pink Floyd?
Cryogenics, nice one, eh? Let's see if it really works. Or is that the front door?
No, Neil, the front door's in the hall.
Well, Hank, someone better go and answer it, then.
Well, I'll go and see what the question is.
Come see what the question is.
That's harmless. All right, my mates. Hey, look, I'm sorry I ain't got no drink. I had some, like, but I drank it all in the off-license.
Tell me for that. Look, I've told your cousin Gertie, and now I'm telling you. If I want trouble, I can call the police. Get lost.
I am lost. That's why I'm here. Hey, there's no chance of using your toilet, is there?
No.
I thought not. That's why I pissed in your garden. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
Who am I?
You're you.
That's right. You want to make something of it?
I don't, but if you want to fight, Neil's in the lounge.
Are you threatening me?
Are you looking for cheating in a basket?
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
Oh, excuse me. I've been looking for them all night.
Looks like the party started.
I'm looking for my prince.
Well, maybe they're upstairs with my etchings, my darling. Please, this way.
Look, Neil. Look, everybody. This is supposed to be a party. So for pig's sake, start having fun.
Pig smashed the hi-fi. We've got no music.
No music, my braces. What about Rip Rig and Panic?
You're my attacker, I'm a dreamer, set yourself where you can tell. I ain't talking about heaven or hell. You're my attacker, I'm a dreamer, lost in a kind of go loneliness is a crime of passion, a deep depression. What's that whisper in your blood? The heat within is you're my
Yeah. I see. Ah, the pump's just closed, so the rest of the guests should be here any moment now.
Better be
ready for some pretty angry vibes.
Political activist, eh? What's the last thing you blew up?
I blew up a rubber Johnny, actually, in the Union Bar. It was hilarious. Everybody thought so.
Yeah. Next Tuesday, I'm going to blow up a panda in Croydon.
Yeah, right, on bloody zoos. Who needs them?
No, a police car, you terminal wally.
Oh, the pig?
Bastards.
Yeah. Especially the few bad apples that spoil their otherwise spotless image.
Hey, yeah. If pigs could fly, Scotland Yard would be London's third airport. Here, listen. I've got everything ready. All I need is a plan, a bomb, and a dedicated and ruthless accomplice. Are you in?
You spilled your drink.
Yeah, I know, I was getting bored.
Shall I get you another one? Cinzano.
Hello, matey. Hello, here, tell you something, mate. Here, I've got war tattooed on this hand. Yeah. And I've got peace tattooed on this hand. Wow. And I've got the Brothers Karamazov tattooed down my spine. Except, like, you can't see that, you know, because I've got my shirt on, you know.
Well, isn't it painful?
Nah, it's polyester and cotton.
No, I mean, like having tattoos.
Nah, God bless you, nah. Not painful, you know, just like having red hot needle stuck under your skin, you know.
Well, I once wrote the shopping list on the back of my hand. It was like a really stupid thing to do.
Why is that?
It was half day closing.
You a virgin?
No.
I'm not really asking, I'm just using that as a general term of abuse. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, man. You want your face flattened over?
Hi, no. Mother, look. Hi, man.
Here, mate. Get your lips round this, baby.
Oh. Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's the front door. I'll catch up with you in a minute, all right?
I'll be looking for you. All right, say.
Oh, no, what if it's the pigs? I'll just have to...
Right. I'm quite friendly with Norman.
No, not Norman, no. What's his name? Dave. Dave. Yeah, you know, no, Keith. Yeah. Don't
look at me. It's the mate of Tilt, Mitch. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm more than friendly, really. I'm his brother.
Oh, yeah, I'm his brother too. We was in a car crash together. You don't want, like, all chocolate candy, do you? But, no, not chocolate, not chocolate. No, Jen. Big Jen?
Right.
Yeah. I'm his dad. Yeah, her dad too.
Well, her dad's cousins.
Cousins of who?
What a girl, that girl. How you doing? Yeah, I'll see you later. I must be losing my touch. I think we're going to get in. I think he's a hippie. I'll try something else.
Right. Okay. You going to let us in? Or am I going to have to call you an ambulance?
Bang of this number, mate.
Did you see that?
Yes, Senior Tom. I just thought this is just like that record by David Bowie.
But, the Gin Genie?
Yes. Hey, look. The planet Earth is blue and there's nothing we can do.
trip, mate.
Go on then, get down there. What's the matter with you? You for it?
I ain't for nothing. There's something down here already.
Cool. Thanks, lad. I've been stuck down here since the late 19th century.
My name's Philip, and this is Torquil.
Yeah, we was just looking for my typing, which an eagle swooped down and stole while I lay asleep.
Santa, I'm free.
Do what? Don't give us that Santa Claus routine, son. Slow on. We've known for some considerable time now that he don't exist.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Look at the last Santa Claus, Harry Evan. He's been stuck down there.
Look, darling. In world myth with you.
Yeah, you're going to get off this roof or I'm going to have to go and open the medicine cupboard.
You can't sit with me like that. I'm a well-respected fictional character.
That's a looking dress you've got there, though.
Thank you very much. It was a present, actually, from my godmother.
Ah, so would you like me to put my hand down the front of your dress?
No, actually, I really ought to be going. My stepsisters would be wondering where I am.
Oh, no, no, stay, doll. Stay for another drink. It's only just midnight.
What?
That's nothing. I kissed two girls on the lips last week.
Lying, so
red.
Why are you pregnant then?
Come on, I'd be. But I don't care if I am. I don't care if I live or die, mate.
Had this very right. If he killed himself for the insurance money.
How much did he make?
Nothing. Only third party.
I've just been licking the bathroom.
Ha ha, terrific.
But it's your house now.
Yeah, but it's a party, isn't it?
Oh, hi. I'm Colin. I'm from the entertainment committee, and I was wondering if you...
I like me!
Sorry?
I like me, hey. You and me against the world, mate. Hey,
the buffer, sorry, we'll get him, mate. Here, come in. Why not we set off all the fire extinguishers?
Yeah!
Come on! Come back! Back! We haven't got any fire extinguishers.
Hi, I'm Colin. I'm from Kent, and I've been appointed by the Social Sex to compile jokes for this year's Rag Mag. Do you know any good jokes? It's for charity, you know.
Yeah! Yeah, here's a good one. you! Put him on that stretcher there and put his feet in the fire. You, bring me my surgical kit.
I've got
a great
new party game.
No exception. You stay there. Scalpel.
Bloody help.
You haven't seen my new girlfriend, have you? Now the one with the expensive dress. So I've made her a present.
I don't know. We're so dazzled.
Holy-ho! Holy-ho!
Fascist.
I don't mean a neighbour. Shut up, you old witch!
Oh, dear, oh, dear. There's something happening. I really don't like people who suddenly stick blood on tits forcefully into my ear.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Perhaps you like to help beat you up.
Do it, baby!
Oh, it was all a dream. Fancy that.
Oh.
Mr. Drew.